You are going to pray. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
You will pray. Tell the Lord, I must pray.
I must pray.
Amen. Says, today,
today,
I receive unusual favor.
Unusual favor.
For international connection.
For international connection.
For global connection.
For global connection.
From today.
From today.
It shall be established.
It shall be established.
Can I shout the louder? Amen.
Amen.
Come on, begin to pray right now. Unusual favor. International connection. Global connection. Yes, Lord. I pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
That brother.
Yes, Lord.
Receive unusual favor.
Amen.
For international connection.
Amen.
As if for global connection.
Amen.
For continental connection.
Amen.
Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I say receive it in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Say with me again. Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
From today.
From today.
Are you with me in the house?
Yes, Lord.
I'm going to know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. Now we are going to declare. From this day henceforth. People will be ringing the bell of favor. On your behalf. See, wherever that goeth, there will be a bell of favor. Am I communicating to someone? Ruth said, why do thou takest note of me, knowing not that I am a stranger? Did you hear what I said? Say, why do you take note of me, knowing not that I am a stranger? Boaz was a citizen, but through unusual favor, Ruth, who was a stranger, had favor. This land, the citizen will favor you.
Amen.
Your amen is not sounding like what I'm talking
amen.
About. Am I speaking to someone in the house? I think, when you pray. Hallelujah. The Lord help us. I said, the Lord help us.
Amen.
Ruth chapter 2, let's see, that was one of the prayers we made, right? That was one of the prayers we made. Please help me project it. Ruth chapter 2 verse 10. Quickly, Ruth 10 verse 10. We're going to pray, don't worry gentlemen, in a few minutes. Alright, Ruth chapter 2 verse 10. 2 verse 10. Shalabalagada. Just be patient for a while, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Hallelujah. It's coming. It's coming. My heart. What do you guys see that song? While you are singing, just keep singing while it's through rejecting. Hallelujah. Come on, help me with that song now.
It is coming from my heart. Praise to you, Lord. All the things that you have done, I'm praying for your love. I give you the praise.
Amen. God bless you. Are we ready? Reject it, don't worry. They are just backing you up because of the delay. All right, 1, 2, let's go. Come on, ladder, let's go.
Then she fell on her face and bowed herself to the ground. And said unto him, why have I found grace in thy eyes?
From today, there will be an exclamation for you.
Yes.
It will be an undeniable proof unquestionable favor shall rest upon you in the name of Jesus. The lady said, why? I have found favor in your eyes. From today, you will find favor. Did you hear what I said? You will find favor. Am I communicating? Today's service is a service of favor. Unusual favor.
Amen.
Groundbreaking favor.
Amen.
Lifted to a higher ground.
Amen.
Am I communicating to someone? Hear what she said. Then what did he say? That I should what? Take knowledge of me. That word take knowledge means take notice of me. From today, they will take notice of you.
Amen.
In your office, they will take notice of you.
Amen.
In your business, they will take notice of you.
Amen.
In your family, they will take notice of you.
Amen.
Your labor today shall be announced.
Amen.
Oh my God, am I communicating to someone?
Amen.
Hey, listen to me. Listen to me. Just for a few minutes. Ruth went to the field to labor. She went to the field what? To labor. And her reward is that at the end of the labor, they will give her some few baskets of wheat and barley. Am I communicating? Those days they don't pay salary, but it's what you harvest. Out of it, the farmer gives you. Am I communicating? As your wage. Am I coming as a wage? Am I speaking to someone? And she went there just to labor. But in her process of her working, the owner, the director, the chief executive, the general manager, the board and the chairman, oh God, am I speaking to myself?
That's right.
Took notice of her.
Yes.
Took notice of her. Am I communicating? And then she said, knowing not that I'm a stranger. When favor comes, strangers are not counted. When favor locates you, am I communicating? Nobody talks you as a stranger. When favor comes, you become a citizen.
Hallelujah.
I didn't hear that. I said you become
glory,
a citizen.
Glory, glory, glory.
This scripture has been ringing for my favor. I don't know about you. Am I not? A worker got a favor. And you are working, you will have favor.
Amen.
This week is your week of favor.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear the testimony of our daughter? They increased my salary. And they gave me loyalty allowance. And the next week, they made her a manager.
Glory.
After 1 week, they made her what? A manager.
Favor.
Favor. Favor. You will carry oil of favor today.
Amen.
I know you have been laboring. Ask him when. How will it be? But today, God's unusual favor will locate you.
Amen.
You have been trying your best. I'm very sure about it. You've gotten all the certificates, yet the job you are looking for has not come. Today, unusual favor will locate you.
Amen.
Whoever is on authority, he will locate your CV.
Amen.
Take knowledge. Take it.
Yes.
Am I able to talk to myself? From today, you are going to decree this land of Doha shall take knowledge of me. This knowledge, this land,
this land of Doha shall take knowledge of me.
And the name of Jesus,
begin to prophesy.
Begin to prophesy.
This land will take knowledge of me. The goodness of the land, I will enjoy. It's for mine as an inheritance. I take over. From the north and breadth of Doha, from the east of Doha, to the south of Doha, to the north of Doha, to the west of Doha. The authority is
yes, Lord. But this land will take notice of me. By your power, by your spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name. Take your seat. You can stand up. Take your seat for a while. Whatever you want. Gentlemen, we must understand this. You can labor for years, but one day favor will lift you to higher heights. One day favor will lift you. Will lift you. He has not forsaken us. Am I communicating to someone in the house? As you go and enter the over the week, the bell of favor shall be ringing for you. One of the prayers we made one of the days was a lifetime encounter of favor. A lifetime what? Favor. It's not one day favor. I am not talking about 2 days favor. Permit me, I want to take hot water. Praise God. It's well with my voice. Before you crucify me. But I know you're all religious people. I will not go further than that anymore. Amen. I know you are all what? Religious people. So before you condemn me, I want to take water, like Paul said, to drink wine for the stomach of for your sake of your stomach. So I'm fulfilling the scripture. Don't condemn me now, right? Hallelujah. Come put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm going forward with what I'm talking about in terms of favor, gentlemen. This message has been hitting me throughout this week. If you watch it, we've been praying about mercy and, and for your information, whatever it took, we are praying, you thinking it took me hours, up to 4 hours to come with just seven prayer or 8 prayer points. And you're taking it lightly. You're taking it lightly. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating to someone? This season, my God will locate you. You have suffered enough. You have cried enough. God is taking you out of that prison. Can somebody help me through just 2 Kings chapter 25, verse 27? This message, don't ask for alignment. Today's message has no alignment. Thank you. You know, some of you like this kind of teaching. You know what I'm saying? Alignment teaching. 1, 2. Forgive me today, please. No alignment. As the Holy Ghost leads, class. Help me read this. Please, you know, it's well with me. Amen. Let's go. In the 37th year of captivity of Joachim, the king of Judah, in the 20th month, on the 27th day of the month, that Evil-Merodach, king of Babylon, in the year that he began to reign, did lift up the head of Joachim, the king of Judah, out of prison. Did you see the day? Did you see the years? Did you see the moons? Am I communicating to someone? Today, your head will be lifted up. Can I hear? Oh my God. Am I communicating to someone? Favor will take you out of that prison in the name of Jesus. 37 years he was in prison. But one particular day, it came a day for his victory. That it was the king himself that went and picked him up. I pray for you. Men and authority are coming your way. They are picking you out. They are locating you now. Am I communicating to someone? Government parastatals are locating you. International companies are locating you. Am I talking to myself? I say they shall locate you. I say they shall locate you. In the name of Jesus. After today, you are stepping out as a free man. As a free brother. Oh God. Whoever wants to imprison you, hear ye the word of God. Wherever they gather against you, whatever they do to frustrate your future, from today, you are lifted up in the name of Jesus. We are made to understand that the brethren of Joseph did all they could do. Am I communicating? They failed in the assignment. His own brother. Oh. Hello? His own what? My friend, there are things you see And you can't understand. Your own brother, who's supposed to be happy that God has raised you in our family, they are the same people that want to bring you down. Ah! Family members. Can I hear the word family members? Be careful. I'm serious. The devil is so wicked that he will raise your family member to be the one against your future. He will raise a stranger because the stranger doesn't know you now. Someone, your own blood, is the one that says will not succeed. They will go by all means to make sure he don't succeed. Remember, they couldn't kill him. So the destiny, one of the things they did was to sell him as a slave. Do you know some people tried to kill you, but they couldn't? So the first thing they will do now is to make you a slave forever. That's why you are working. There's no promotion. You have been your best, but nothing is working. They didn't kill you, but they want you to be a slave. You have been working for years, but nothing to show for. That is slavery, you know. What is more than that? Some people, I'm telling you, have been working, but they could not even change clothes. It's not their fault. Someone has sold them as a slave in the spirit realm. But I want to tell someone that the story of Joseph is so sweet. Even though they tried, Potiphar tried. Did you hear that? He went and said, it's not about his soul to slavery. Put him in prison. Kept him in prison. Say, bro, you are enjoying Potiphar's house. Because they in the realm of the spirit, they now understand that even when they sold him, he got a good job to do as a supervisor. They were trying their best, but he became a supervisor. They say the demons in the father's house say, no, there must be confusion in his life. Confusion in his office. The guy was enjoying himself in 41st house. But the enemy heard that he has a good job as a supervisor. They said, no, the next thing, let's put him to prison. They orchestrated that in the realm of the spirit and put the young man in prison. Anyone, I'm coming on. There's a reason why I'm saying so. I'm speaking to someone here in the house. There's a message for you right now. I am telling you right now. They have used your name in a coven and cover it and say you will not come out of it. But I prophesy to you this hour, as I stand under the unction of the Holy Ghost, that whatever they have done, be it from your family, be it from neighbors, be it from friends or colleagues, am I communicating to someone? And people surrounding you, in the name of Jesus, I break that. I break it now. I break it now. I break it now. I break the stronghold. I break the chain. Come on. Come on. Come on. In the name of Jesus, the siege is broken. Can I hear louder? Amen. Take your seat. Take your seat. God is here to favor someone. Tell your neighbor, my case is settled. I don't know about you, but mine is settled. Hallelujah. I say it is settled. I'm talking about what unusual favor that will lift you to higher heights. That's all I'm talking about. Unusual favor that lifts you what? To higher heights. It's all about favor. Let's go through the scripture for once. Psalm 102 verse 13, you know it. But let's read it. Let's read it. Did I talk about Joseph? Yes. What about Daniel? Beautiful. Another beautiful story. But let's go to Psalm 103 and see what the Bible says about favor. Hallelujah. Psalm 102, right? Sorry. 102 verse 13. And 5 verse 12. So let's walk to them together. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Let's start from there. From verse 12, right, to 13. But thou, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance unto all generations. Go ahead to verse 13. Who will arise? Who will arise? From today, God will arise on your behalf. Maybe somebody is going to question Damian and say, how come God arises on our behalf? Gentlemen, let's make it very clear. This call you are thinking, he arises on your behalf. Make no mistake that God fights for his children. Gentlemen, make no mistake that you are not just ordinary. He loves you. Because of you, he sent Jesus to shed his blood. He loves you. Say, what manner of love that the Father has bestowed upon us, that you are a child of the Most High God. Gentlemen, maybe my father's name might be Odoji, but brother, when I call on him, and when I ask of him, and when I believe him, gentlemen, I am his son. I am his son. And he said, touch not my anointing, and do my prophet. No. He said, God will arise. God, today, God will arise for you. Amen. That's your case. God will arise for you. Amen. I didn't hear it. I said, God will arise for you. Amen. One time, a man messed up with one of the daughters in his house. She went to work, and the supervisor wanted to slap her. And she came in the rescue hour. Yes. I said, Daddy, this is what happened. The man wanted to slap me. I said, what do you want? I said, Daddy, I don't need the man there. Praise God. It happened on rescue hour. If you go back to our testimonies, you understand it. And we said, well, because we want to mess up with her, we command that the man will change. Let him be changed this week to another branch. And as we declare, the man was changed. Amen. She was free. No, the way you are clapping doesn't sound like you understand what I'm talking about. Maybe some of you have never gotten a supervisor. That is a pain. Forgive me for this English. I know you will misquote me now. The English, American man will say, it's a pain in the ass. Yes. When I say forgive. Thank you. Don't condemn me, eh? Have you seen some supervisors? They are crazy. They will frustrate you. Whatever you do, they will condemn you. Am I communicating? Gentlemen, you came this land to earn a living. And anyone I speak to you, under hear the voice now, any of your supervisor, director, or manager that want to frustrate you shall be transferred for yourself. My friend, you came here with a mission. If it's not with a mission, you will stay in your country. I came here with a mission, my dear gentlemen. I do not want anyone to frustrate me. And most of these people who are frustrating you, they are just like you. They are not even strangers. They are citizens. They are strangers. So how can a stranger frustrate a stranger? Am I communicating to someone in the house? How come? Am I communicating to someone in the house? My friend, today, you will hold your heads high. Oh my God. I say you will hold your heads high. You will walk like this. With your chest up. Don't look at my stomach. Look at my chest. Because I know some of you are looking at my stomach. His goodness is rolling up. He's rolling up. Thank you. His goodness is rolling up. He's rolling up. After me. Don't blame me. His goodness is rolling up. Come on, sing it. From today, God's goodness will run after you. Why should you be afraid? For thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor her has come. My friend, your time has come. Your set time is here. Not tomorrow, it's here. Tell your friends, your set time has come. The time of your favor has come. Come on, tell somebody, my set time has come. My time of favor has come. Yes. The same time has gone for the time to favor her. The time to favor that sister. I said the time to favor that sister. Receive it, my daughter, in the name of Jesus. The time to favor her has come. Please project that scripture. I beg you. I beg you. Yes, let's read it together. Yay! The second is come. It didn't say it will come. Did it say it will come? When? So, when are you taking unusual favor? Uncommon favor? Groundbreaking favor? I say groundbreaking favor. Take it now in the name of Jesus. Take it now. Take it now. I say 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 take it now. Receive in the name of Jesus. You have waited too long. I'm annoyed. If you see me preaching, I am annoyed in the realm of the spirit. My people cannot suffer captivity for long. Shalaba so tired. There is a next level. Gentlemen, wherever you are, there is a next level. I don't know. I'm speaking to someone. Today you are entering your next level. I say you are entering your next level. God says someone today is entering his next level of life and business, of career. Receive in the name of Jesus. It can be. You have stayed too long, settled it too long. May you receive international connection. Your image is not sounding like. I said, may you become a global voice. I said, may you become a global voice. International connection. Receive it. Are you a businessman? They are coming your way. They will need you. They will look for you. You snap partner. Receive in the name of Jesus. Are you intending to travel abroad? I pray for some of you. Where God wants to locate you, may He give you your allocation in the name of. When God wants to locate you, what did I say? May He give you your allocation. You can be located, but not allocation. But I pray for every kingdomite. Any day God locates you, may you have your allocation. Favor. Favor. Unusual favor. Ah, it's coming your way. Sisters, my God settles you. You have been trusting God for husband. Legarush. I pity young men in this church. So beautiful daughters are in this church. And you young men, I don't know what you are looking for. May God open your eyes in Jesus' name. I said, may God open your eyes in Jesus' name. How do you know someone? Eh? The person, the sister has been in this church 5 years together. What do you want to know again? When you want to marry, you go and marry another person who don't know. Only you met online. How do you know? My friend, what's wrong with all of you here? Can't you see them in the ushery? Can't you see them in the choir? Tell them, can't you see them? Can't you see them? Hey! What's wrong with all of you? You don't see how they are dressing. Eh? Oh my God. I'm hearing something today. Let me say it. Anybody who doesn't want a kingdom might get in trouble. Because I can pray for that person's story to change. Hear me now. Hear me. I am telling all of you, if any sister is despising you, come to me. I will lay my hands on you. I carry my oil. I carry what? My oil. I will pour the whole oil on your head. Why God will not change your story? Gentlemen, why will God not change your story? I am a believer of a man who was nobody. My God, 1 Samuel chapter 2. None that it came. Today I told you the scripture is thank you. No alignments. God bless you. As the Lord leads. As the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 2, please. Project from verses 4, 5, or 6. Let me see quickly. And then I think 7, 9. All right. Yes, thank you. Go back, go down to 5. I think from 6 would have been better. Okay. Go ahead. That's what I'm looking for. Amen. But verse 5 is sweet, oh. Verse 5. Let's go back to verse 5. Let me show you something. Verse 5 is sweet. So sweet. Now, they that were fool have hired out themselves for bread. Some people will hire themselves for the bread. They were hungry. Cease. Alright? They that were hungry, what? Cease. So that the barren had born 7. And she that had many children is wax feeble. Did you know when God changes your story, those who think they have gone ahead of you, you will overtake them. This is it. Those who think they have gone ahead of you, you can overtake them. When unusual favor locates you. I'm telling you, they will ask you, how did it happen? Am I communicating to someone else? Look at the case of Hannah. She was looking for, she was barren. But the time God gave Samuel was more than equal to all manner of children. So it's not how many. Mm-hmm. Let's finish verse 6 quickly. Because we are coming to worship God. Now, 1, 2. The Lord kill it. Okay? You see that God? The God kill it and make it alive. God kill it and make it alive. So anyone say you will not progress, boom, he's killed today in the name of Jesus. You will be alive. He brings down and lifts up. May you be lifted up in the name of Jesus. So for you sisters, don't despise our brothers. They are like their fathers. I had nothing when my wife married me. So God lifted me. God will lift you also. Don't worry. If they come tell you, say the God of Pastor Demia, look at me. What is your problem? You have not heard? Amen. Our daughter was giving us a testimony the other day. I will not mention your name, but I just say our daughter. That a woman in another ministry, she had a dream that she had an encounter with me. Amen. Am I correct? She had an encounter with me in a dream, in another ministry. But and I spoke a word to her life. After that week, thank you, I don't want to talk. The long job, awaited job she got the job. Am I speaking to someone? I've had so many testimonies. I won't go about that. So I always don't want to go into all those aspects. I've seen my sisters talk to me, say, Daddy, I was in home. And in the night, you came and said, why have you stopped coming to church? Now the lady is coming. Nobody told her. God sent an angel. Am I speaking to someone in the house? Go to verse 7, right? Quickly. Or 6, we didn't finish. Okay, I thought we finished. Okay. All right, 7. I'm bringing it up. I'm going to verse 7 because that's what I love also. Go ahead, verse 7. The Lord what? Make her poor. So which one do you choose? No, which one you choose? You want to become poor? Who make it rich? Who make it? Okay, before you become religious man, it's called rich. R-I-C-H. So you can be rich. I say you can be rich. He maketh rich. He maketh. So which portion do you belong? Me, I belong to this one. Thank you. You choose your own, but this one. So tell yourself, friend, where do you belong? Okay, let's go there. Now, another one. The second one is what? Again, he bringeth and do what? That's right. So, even when there is a disadvantage, there's an advantage. So take the advantage. He bringeth up. He bringeth up. God is bringing you up. God is bringing you up. On a daily basis, my God will bring you up. He will take you to a higher ground from today. Go to verse 8 quickly. I finished. Quickly. 8 to 9. Let's read it, please. Read it. Now, did you see this? You know, some of you will look at it and just be like, this is a prophetic word of a woman who has encountered disappointment. And then she came up with such a powerful prophetic word. Such a song. Because of her encounter with God. Don't take it lightly. I am telling you. Now what did he say? He raised the poor. Out of what? Why will he lift him up? He raised the poor out of dust. Can you imagine dust? Oh, we are talking of dust. All right. And what happened? And lifted up what? The beggar. From a dung heap where they accumulate waste. And what happened? To set them among what? Princes. And make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord. And he set the world upon it. Did you know that the entire world is under the pillars of your Father? And it's the same God who says, I am the one that raised the poor from the dust. And I am the one that raised the beggar from the dunghill, so that he might eat with what? With princes. And inherit the throne of glory. Gentlemen, can I ask you? I beg you. There are different tables in life. You can have a small table and eat your food. Right? Amen. You can have a dining table and eat your food. All right, correct? Another level. But brother, when you eat with the kings, it is not about one piece of meat. Thank you. It's, you know what I mean? You know, some of you are counting the meat you eat, right? God deliver in Jesus' name. May you reach a point where you don't count meat. Hallelujah. Why are you laughing at that? You know, there are some of you count malakatuzalabras. You count the pieces of meat inside your soup. If anyone take one, you will know. You don't know any other prophecy or word of knowledge. But when it comes to meat, you have word of knowledge. That is when the gift of word of knowledge works. You will know how many pieces of meat you are taking. But gentlemen, when you eat with kings, it is just settled. For thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Aye! Am I communicating to someone? May God take you to that place where your table will be full. Can I hear loud? Amen. It becomes what we call choice meat. Hey. Hey. Am I communicating? To a point, somebody took me to Marriott. What happened? The water failed. Sorry. One time somebody took me to Marriott. Marriott Hotel, and it's a Mexican cuisine. Yeah, Mexican. You know Mexican cuisine. If I'm not taking one, go there and see. Praise the Lord. Their food, you know, the fire is coming out. Life, even the... He's laughing because they know. All these guys in hospitality understand what I'm talking about. What is this one now? Amen. Shout a louder amen. And then it happened 9 o'clock, 9 to 9:30, when they took me for that. And when they were ready, I said, sorry, just give me shake. They were looking at me like this. Boy, what are you talking about? I said, give me shake. Unfortunately, you took me out when it is 9:30. And 9:30, I don't eat food anymore. The guy was looking at me like this. I know if you, some of you, you will make sure you finish whatever is there. May reach you reach where a level where you are not just hungry. You eat with dignity. You eat with what I said, with dignity. They don't look at you as a hungry man. They beg you to eat. Am I speaking to some of my people? May they beg you to eat in the name of Jesus. Oh my, your amen is weak now, it's weak. Help me with my voice, come on. I say, may they beg you, may you reach wherever they say, daddy, can you partake? Can you eat this one? So shall it be for you in the name of Jesus. Because I know some of you, when they carry you for party, or invite you for dinner, the way you put your food, I used to see it. My eyes is like this. You think I don't see? I see you. Some of you will fool the plate like this. I say, oh my God, this is lack of knowledge. Boy, oh boy, come on. Even if you are hungry, even if you are hungry, go with a style. Just take 2 sticks and when you finish, goodness again. At least, am I communicating? May unusual favor locate you. I'm telling you, reach a level where they don't see you, they say, I will miss you. Am I communicating to someone? So shall it be for you. I said, so shall it be for you. I'm going to round up by the grace of God. I'm going to round up. And in rounding up, I would want you to project for me quickly the book of Psalms, chapter number 30, verse 5. Psalm 5, verse 12 says, you will bless the righteous, you will favor her, you will compass her. But I'm more interested in that scripture. Thank you for this. This is good. In that one, hallelujah. Psalm 30, verse 5. Are we there? And then the last part of it, we're going to look at Deuteronomy 33, verse 23. I just read scriptures. Don't worry. Amen. All right. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. For his anger is for a moment. His anger. I pray for someone. I know they will be thinking that God is angry with you. You might, the enemy will be telling you God is angry with you. But may I announce to you, it's just for a moment. I come to replace the anger of God with the favor of God. I say it again. I come in his name to replace the anger of God with the favor of God. The Bible says his anger is for a moment, but his favor is for a lifetime. His favor is for a, may you enjoy a lifetime favor. Come on, can I hear louder? Amen. His favor is life. Did you see that? Weeping may endure for a night, but what happened? But joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Go quickly again. Go to Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 23, quickly. And then finally 30 to 45. We'll just read, please. I'm not preaching on this one. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Are we there? Deuteronomy 33, verse 23. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lababu shatali brosa tayeburosa. Librando so kelibro shiliara. My season of favor is here, Lord. My season of comeback is here. Are we there? All right, that's it. Thank you, Father. 1, 2. And I'm not telling, he says. Oh, not telling. Satisfied with favor and full with the blessings of the Lord. Possess what? And the sons of Damian. Of Peter, of joy. The Bible says, be satisfied with favor. Be satisfied with favor. It's not, brother, the kind of favor I'm looking for is a favor that will satisfy you. Am I communicating to somebody? Not a one-day favor, not a one-month favor. I'm talking about a favor that you know that you are satisfied with it. In the name of Jesus, I'm full of what? The blessings of the Lord. One time we were preaching this gospel, I'm preaching this message. We take this as a prayer point. And one daughter of God picked that scripture, this particular scripture. South, west, north of Doha, favor me. Hallelujah. Some people can pick up prayer. South, north, favor me. She was out of job. After that week, God gave her a government job, teaching job. The way you are clapping, I don't understand. Do you know, brother, the south may be resisting you. The west may be resisting you. The north may be resisting you. The east may resist you. But from today, they will not resist you in the name of. Finally, Deuteronomy chapter 30. Stand up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to pray that from today, we will carry the garment of favor. Am I communicating? You will wear what? The garment of favor. You will be decorated with the spiritual favor that no man can stop you. Amen. Oh my God. Are we there? Dethrone your enemy, chapter 30. Am I communicating? From verse 4, right? That's all. You can read 1 to 4, but I'm more particular with verse 4. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Can I get a messenger Bible? Just for this one only. I shall tell you that I study the words. So when you see a pastor telling you, get this, he's right. I love this. Thank you. Come, 1-2, please. Look at him. No, look for somebody. And is it possible to look for a friend and then I'm looking at here and to hold somebody, yes, and then be talking and write. Now, let's go forget that. No matter how far away you end up, God, your God, you get you out there. He will get you out. That sister, God will get you out. That father, God will get you out. Mothers, God will get you out. Sisters, God will get you out. Go to verse 5. Oh, I love this. Verse 5. God will get me out. 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 If anybody mess you up, God will get me up. God will get me up. God will get me up. They think that their job is the best. God will get me up. God will get me up. That business, God will get me up. That will get me up. NOC, God will get me up. God will get me up. Visa, God will get me up.
Skin me up.
That's a nice one. That's a nice one.
Yeah,
oh yeah, come on.
And we will never settle for less. We know that's not a call in you.
Wait. Thank God for those who are keen to this. You see people who are walking away their future, they are coming to say, God, I'm getting to the next level. They came here to deposit something. I keep this person. Now wait. Wait, Psalm 30. Let's finish verse 5. Hallelujah. Now the word powerful. Thank you. The word powerful. Thank you. Verse 5. My God, if you read this one, hey, it will blow your head. Makayado sakayaba. Aya. Hey, may God raise trailblazers in this church. May your life become a brand. I don't know whom I'm prophesying to. You're about to do a business, but your life become a brand.
Hallelujah.
I don't know, I just remember now, right now. May your life become a brand in the name of Jesus. May that business become a brand in the name of Jesus. If you fail that interview, go ahead. I prophesy to you now. That interview they will locate in the name of Jesus.
Go again.
May favor locate you now in the name of Jesus. In this land, you will never suffer lack of job. From today, I prophesy to you. I don't care. He make it alive. He kill it. He bring it down. For your sake, some people will be bring down. It's not my business. It's my Father. Am I communicating to someone? You need to occupy. Verse 5. Sir. Things I forget. No, I don't forget. Praise God. Why? Let's go again. My friend, what is your problem? God is not Damien. He only get angry for a moment. But in his lifetime, that's love. Go ahead. Did you finish it? Oh, this is their thing, eh? It's well old. Okay. Now, the night, hear this one now. The night of crying your eyes out. Give away to days of laughter.
Glory.
The night of crying is over. Did you see this one? The night of crying is over. It's a system of laughter. I say it's a system of laughter.
Hallelujah.
I say it's a system of laughter. Can you laugh for 1 minute now? Laugh, just laugh.
Yeah. Oh, great is the work of my God. It's intentional. I have seen the Lord's goodness.
You are so good.